Hello, everypony. Did you enjoy the month? I know I did. The stories were quite interesting. Now, I know I credited a lot of people during each video, throughout the entire month, but this feels more formal. So, here are the people who helped out in doing what for the month. And I'm pretty sure some things might be missing off this list, as Lotus did not completely keep perfect detailed records of everything. Although I do admit I did drive her a little crazy with it. But anyway, going in no particular order, we have Grinder Red Fire, who voiced the Mad Pony in the story The Traitor's Laugh, as well as narrated that story, along with the story September. Next is Faith Goss 4, who voiced Tempest in Open Up Your Eyes, and narrated There's a Monster in My Bedroom. After her, we have Eighth Flame, who voiced Sombra in The Traitor's Laugh and The King and Crystal, and narrated Journal of the Crystal Tyrant. Next is Salt Rider, the Leviapony, who voiced Discord in September. Viper Freak, who voiced the guard in the crystal, narrated Open Up Your Eyes, and narrated Luna's Nightmare, written by Smiling Smile. He also did some voice lines for Blue Blood in his story Blue Blood's Demise. Next we have Random User, who was a last-minute entry at some point, who narrated the story The Well. Veveril, who voiced the changeling in Harvest, and narrated the creepypasta titled Darkness. Jonas MLP, or Jonas Fletcher, who narrated Blue Blood's Demise, Luna's Nightmare written by Holocron, and the creepypasta titled White with Red. Swift Blade, who helped with editing on I Need You and Happy Thanksgiving. He also contributed some of the sound effects. After that, we have Forgotten Dreams, who helped in editing In the End, Luna's Nightmare by Holocron, Pinkie Pie Meets Pink Amina, Three Little Words, Where Would You Hide, The Crystal, and Twitch. Now, there may be some of you who don't particularly like Forgotten Dreams, but I asked him to help me out with this assignment because I was reading some of his stories and I needed his input on how they should go, and he was a great help with it, and I am very grateful for that. If you don't like it, then too bad. It was my choice to have him along with this project. Now, there is one person who wanted to say what he did for himself. And honestly, he was a big help with this. So next up, we have Free Spirit.
I do hope you enjoyed yourselves. That was the month of macabre. Until next year, every ponies. I do hope you watch yourselves.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's going to take me a lot of cider to get that voice back. Oh, anyway. Hello, everybody. My name is Free Spirit. And I'm just giving myself a little outro here for all the stories that I edited, narrated, and voiced. Going in no particular order. If it wasn't a dead ringer, I did the voice and voice effects, along with coming up what to say for the intro to Mother Macabre. In Alabaster, I edited the audio for it. I voiced the two changelings in Harvest, along with editing it. In Happy Thanksgiving and I Need You, I narrated the stories, voiced Mark, the human, cleaned up the audio along with editing it, and did some of the voice effects. I cleaned up and edited the audio for the Mayor of the House. with the story of In the End, I narrated and edited the audio for it. In The Crystal, I narrated and edited that one. In Where Would You Hide, I narrated the story, cleaned it up, and edited it. Ugh, man. I had some bloopers in that one that I really was glad they were not used, because man, they were bad. In Over the Counter Sparkle, I narrated, voiced Paul, and did the voice effects, along with cleaning up the audios. In Primal Fear, I edited, cleaned up the audios, and did the voice effects for the background, I believe. In Somnos Capto, I cleaned up and edited the audio. With The King and Crystal, I narrated, cleaned up, and edited the audio, along with some of the voice effects. In The Orchard and Orchard 2, I cleaned up and edited the audio in that one. I think I also did the sound effects and voice effects in Orchard 2, which I just did the voice effects. In Darkness, I edited and did the effects for that one. I was the narrator in 2AA's. I also did the editing for that one. And I think, finally, I did the editing and effects for Open Up Your Eyes. Okay, wow, yeah, the workload was big, but wow, you don't really realize how big it was until you actually write down what you did. Eh, regardless of it, though, it was all still fun to work with. I had a blast working with everybody. But anyway, that's it for me. Until next time, I do wish you well on your journey and hope to see you accompany on mine. Take care and farewell.
Yes, he did do quite a lot, did he? And I'm really grateful for that. I also want to give thanks to Sectus the Changeling for their help. Sectus, on her own channel, contributed the 2 readings, The Bug in the Cave and Don't Let the Bedbug Bite. Quite interesting reads. I suggest you go check them out yourselves. Next up is me. In terms of what I did, I narrated everything from Main 6 Week, 3 Little Words, Mr. Sunshine, Twitch, and Pinkie Pie Meets Pinkamina. In terms of characters, I once again did everything from Main 6 Week, voiced Applejack and Apple Bloom for The Well, along with the Apple Bloom imposter, the hotel receptionist for the creepypasta White with Red, Pinkie Pie and Pinkamina for Pinkie Pie Meets Pinkamina, Pinkie Pie and Applejack for Where Would You Hide, Luna and Nightmare Moon for both Luna's Nightmare, September and Where Would You Hide, Rarity, Sweetie Belle, and Mr. Sunshine. That was before Mr. Sunshine, as well as the end line Mr. Sunshine has at the end of There's a Monster in My Bedroom. And speaking of that, I voiced Cadence and Twilight Sparkle for There's a Monster in My Bedroom, Rainbow Dash for September and Where Would You Hide, Octavia and Vinyl Scratch for Harvest, Celestia for The Crystal, both Luna's Nightmares, The King and Crystal, and September, Pinkie Pie and I Need You and Happy Thanksgiving, Sassy Saddles in Bluebud's Demise, Twilight Sparkle in Over the Counter Sparkles, Where Would You Hide, The King and Crystal, and September. Yes, there was a lot done for this month, and sadly, 2 stories had to be replaced. Those stories were Discourse for Revelation and The Tartarus Diaries. Those 2 stories were replaced respectfully with Mr. Sunshine and the special double reading that I did yesterday. There was a lot for this month, and I'm grateful that it all turned out well despite the setbacks. I'm grateful for everyone who participated, even for those who started out at the beginning wanting to participate, but for extenuating circumstances, most of which were communicated, did not stick around. This would be a rather stressful time for me, but very well rewarding. Now, it's Nightmare Night, so I release you all to the festivities. I would join you, but I have a few pre-planned things to take care of. I'll see you all next year for this time. Now, be on your way. I'm sure you have lots of candy and scares waiting for you. Happy Nightmare Night and sweet nightmares, everypony. Farewell. Nightmare Night. Best night for binging Castlevania. Don't you agree, Lotus? Totally. Isn't Dracula totally delicious? And his son is yummy too.